A 25-year-old Winnipeg man is running across the country in honor of Terry Fox, raising money for cancer research along the way while he attempts to run at least 50 kilometers a day for approximately 120 days. Jackson Charon Okerlund began his journey at the Terry Fox Memorial Statue in St. John's, Newfoundland on March 6. His only permanent companionship on the journey, as well as providing a place to sleep most nights, is a van driven by his best friend, although he ran the first few months solo, sleeping on the side of the road. His goal is to raise $50,000 through his GoFundMe page. He has promised to supply proof of 90% of donations going to cancer research, the other 10% will support his run. He is due to run through Moose Jaw sometime during the week of July 3. As of June 29, he is on day 115 of his run. "I've followed him and supported his journey the whole way," said Jesse Friars. Friars is a Moose Jawian who follows Charon Okerlund on social media, especially TikTok, where he posts daily updates. "I believe he was a care aide, and he said he watched so many seniors dying alone, many of them from cancer, that it just broke his heart. And he's been a huge fan of Terry Fox since he was a kid. He collects Terry Fox clothing and stuff and always supports the Terry Fox Foundation. So, one day he just decided to start. He spent years getting fit and researching what it would take, and he spent the majority of his trip so far alone." Terrence Stanley Fox began his now famous Marathon of Hope from St. John's on April 12, 1980. His run did not start out well. Running on his artificial leg was painful. His mother initially would not support his goal. He frequently lost his temper at inconsiderate drivers and companies seeking profitable endorsements, and he fought with the friend driving his support van. By the time he reached Ontario, however, his perseverance, sincerity, and spirit had made Fox famous. He was greeted by tens of thousands of fans, met the Governor General and Prime Minister, and received a $25,000 donation from Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Orr in person. His run ended outside Thunder Bay after his cancer spread to his lungs, and he died 9 months later on June 28, 1981, at 22 years old. Fox is now considered a Canadian national hero, and the annual run in his name is the single largest one-day fundraiser for cancer research in the world, raising more than $850 million as of September 2022. That's the legacy Charon Okerlund is tributing, and at least a few hearts have been stirred. "I'm a huge supporter, because I've lost so many family members," Friars said. "So, I'm trying to drum up support for when he gets here, like, I'm just going around asking everyone if they've heard of Cross Canada Jacks." He'll be coming from Regina to Moose Jaw sometime next week, so I hope a few people will be out there with me cheering for him. Charon Okerlund's journey can be followed on his socials, www.facebook.com/crosscanadajacks, gofund.me/0661f381, www.tiktok.com/@crosscanadajacks, www.instagram.com/crosscanadajacks.